Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to a special online event today called Your Luminous Self, Peruvian Shamanic Wisdom for Opening Your Heart and Expanding Your Mind. My name is Stephen Dynan. I'm the founder and CEO of the Shift Network, and I'm really thrilled to be entering into a virtual ritual space with you for some deep initiatory wisdom that comes to us from down south and through our dear brother and teacher, Don Oscar Miró Quesada. He is a remarkable man who is a medicine carrier and works with many different lineages to create the universal shamanic pathway. And we'll be hearing about some specific teachings and practices that are about our luminous body and how that can really play a central role in our awakening and service and healing. So we're really delighted, Don Oscar, to welcome you here today. Thank you for joining us.
Hain pun chao, Waikicha, Stephen. Welcome all beauty walkers, carriers of light, love, and healing grace upon our beloved Pachamama. Thanks for having me.
Well, you just bring a smile to my face. Just the first words out of your mouth, I feel the energy starts to shift and the field starts to open. What a beautiful altar you have behind you as well. So I want today to be a very sacred experience for people. So would you do a more ritual opening and blessing for us to really enter this sacred space of learning and healing together?
I'd be honored to do so. Let us all bring our awareness to our heart space, our Hatun Sonko, our universal place of compassion, love, and caring. Allow the physical as well as spiritual heart that resides within the center of your being to pulse its radiant beauty out into the world. Close your eyes, exhale all the air from your lungs, hold on the exhalation, and gently, slowly inhale through the nose, drawing in the infinitude of blessings within the perfection of this present moment. Retain the breath on the inhalation, allowing yourself to crystallize the awareness of your luminous self into every fiber of your being, and gently exhale through the nose, offering it, gifting it to the world, releasing it without attachment. Tokotlumang. Tukui, becoming a hollow bone. For the expression of source of Iyateksemuyu Taitanchis Wirakocha Pachakamak to move through you unhindered, to express its creative dreaming through your breath, through your presence, through your love. Gently open your eyes and direct your left palm to the screen. Bring your right palm over your heart center and allow the transmission of the sacred flame of initiation into this great work to be received in energetically through your left palm, flowing up your left wrist, forearm, arm, across your shoulder, across your torso, into your right arm, elbow, forearm, wrist, hand and palm, infusing your spirit heart with munai, with compassive feeling and unlimited love. As a servant of the light, awakened by the divine flame, of Inti Taita, Father, Son. Take a deep breath. Retain. Bien recibido esta transmisión, esta buena medicina. Oriundo de esos lares cósmicos, de Inti Taita y Mamakia, en el cuerpo del iniciado. Que así sea y así será. Relax your arms, bring yourself fully to center, and allow the remainder of our time together to be a medicine blessing that touches the divinity, that originating spark within the knowing of who you are as the I Am. Thank you, Stephen, for this opportunity.
What a beautiful, powerful way to enter in with you, Don Oscar. I feel so touched and moved already. It's really clear that that Peru has become a real fountain of wisdom for this new era, and that you are one of the carriers. It's the weaving of ancient shamanic wisdom with the modern world is one of the most significant developments, I think, in our whole consciousness movement. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about the lineages that have to do with the luminous self and the luminous body, and why these teachings are really important and relevant for us today.
Gladly. Well, not only in Peru, but throughout the millenary traditions of our first peoples, there's a knowing, a remembering, an understanding, a visceral becoming in terms of our origins as light, as those who were originally donning a garment of light. And this is prior to the apocalyptic, monotheistic, religious meme that so distortedly has contaminated everything from our politics to our search for truth. And in the times before the times known, there was a group of adepts, of initiates, to the mysteries that were bestowed upon the first self-reflective sentient beings throughout the universe or the multiverse. Because within the understanding of our Andean mystical traditions, there is a notion of the Kanchak Huk Niyuk, or a shining one, which is an awakened state of one's luminous self. Everyone on this call at one time or another may have experienced early on a type of knowing that could have manifested in many ways, yet it's knowing that you were more than just a child of your parents, that you were more than just who you saw reflected in your relationships with the world. But there was this immortal peace, this eternity that was flickering inside. Yet intuitively, you knew that if you nurtured that flickering essential self, that it would grow brighter and brighter and radiant, and ultimately you would be an embodiment of light. And this metaphor exists as wisdom teachings throughout the world. In the shamanic realm, of course, it is the core understanding of what we're here to do as two-leggeds, what our original instructions are, which is to recognize that we embody, or that we are the repositories of this originating power and light, of this inner marriage of sun and moon, and that our task, our soul's progression, is dependent upon giving that expression in whatever way that makes the world more loving, more beautiful, and more compassionate in its interdependent caring for one another. Doing so shall solve all of our problems. And in the educational system of our ancient ones, it was the first lesson that children were reminded of as to who they were. After that, whatever other talent or skill that they had in terms of serving their community and earning right livelihood was an extension of knowing that they were servants of that light. So I can't think of a better medicine for the world today than helping people remember that essential self as light, and hence the offering of these teachings.
Well, I love the context that you've set for these teachings, and I know I want to mention we're going to have a chance in this hour to get a lot of key insights, and also Don Oscar has agreed to teach a brand new program in the Universal Shaman series called Becoming a Shining One. We'll have a bit more to share about that later. But Don Oscar, will you share with us a little bit more about the Incan people and how this notion of luminosity and becoming a shining one was really actually central to their cosmology and really evolving the society forward?
Of course, and in the Runasimi, or the mouth of the people, the Quechua language, the notion of a Canchay Curcu, or a body of light, is predominant. It is core to anybody, all earnest aspirants of initiation to these mystery teachings. Now, of course, you could study shamanism with many well-intentioned Peruvian adepts of the rituals and ceremonies, both of the coastal and highland and rainforest peoples. Yet, it's very few that have an opportunity to be initiated into the actual hermetic and Gnostic dimension of these teachings. And I've dedicated my life, as you know, Stephen, and many of the people probably listening today, to the restoration and revitalization of that esoteric, that inner dimension of Peruvian shamanism that so often is not offered apprentices and students of these earth-honoring ways. And so in the ancient Incan and pre-Incan traditions, there were practices, and especially rituals that were intended for those that had the qualities and attributes necessary to lead their people, to prove to those that were deserving of their guidance that they could radiate actual light, that they could be sources of luminosity. And it's no surprise, and you could see this depicted in art from Paleolithic cave drawings to modern abstract expressionism even, that there are halos, there are fields of luminosity that are illustrated around people of high spiritual caliber, respect, and historical purpose. The halo, the aura, that radiant field, the rainbow body, call it however you want to call it, is something that is inherently human and can be cultivated and can be expressed and can be sustained, most importantly, as a daily practice, as a sadhana, as a psycho-spiritual discipline. And therefore, it is my fondest creative dreaming to develop programs that allow just that, that allow a place of community gathering that is sustaining, supportive, and nourishing of being reflections of light among each other. And that, of course, requires the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde that is so normative within people to find a love relationship and allow the shadow to be absorbed into the light and allow the light to use the lessons from the shadow, from the dark, to shine even brighter as a healing offering of evolutionary medicine for the world.
Well, I love that you're bringing that in right now, because I think that really does differentiate it from a lot of the people who are kind of love and light people who just want to focus on the light. But really, it's an alchemy you're talking about, where you're integrating the full spectrum and metabolizing the dark in the service of this higher birthing. And I'd love for you to share more about how that actually becomes a practice of the inner marriage and integration.
Always, always. That is fundamental for, as the Sufi adage goes, we are as noble as the stars and as humble as dung. We must be always in touch with those parts of ourselves that are still resistant to the most elevated, sublime aspects of what it means to be human. As a matter of fact, to be angelic messengers, as those original ones that seeded our planet in very, very ancient times, the true shining ones, the Metatrons, the Enochs that have been transfigured into Metatron, yet this time they will not be chastised by Asher. They will stay fully present on this earth. So that said, breath is key. Hampika Mayok breath work. Certain disciplined patterns of breathing, holding for the count of 7, of 10, up to 20 within every breath, allows progressive refinement of energetic states from more sluggish and dense material embodiments to much more subtle and refined energetic expressions. For in the shamanic traditions of the Kamaska that gave form to what is practiced in the current Inca Alto Misayoc traditions, we understand that spirit is a subtle form of matter and matter is a dense form of spirit. The only difference between these two planes is the only difference between our shadow natures and our light natures is vibrational frequency, or the vibrational rate of frequency and amplitude in terms of our presence as capable of love, capital L of Munai. So the more we can touch into experience of love, of Munai, the more rapid our vibrational field becomes, and hence the more luminous our expression is in the world. And this can be practiced on a daily basis through a simple breathing technique that I shall offer shortly, and sitting in front of a mirror in your home in a darkened room. And we can move into that when you deem fit, my good brother.
Well, let's talk about the sun and the moon. I know that that's sort of a metaphor in a way for this integration of different energies, and share a little bit about the backstory with that in terms of relationship to this alchemy that we're discussing.
Excellent. And that is especially apropos given the extraordinary total solar eclipse that is upon us on August 21st, 2017. I almost did a little tongue twister there. Just coincidentally happens to be the day of my own birthday, which is August 21st, 1951.
Wow.
Yet this phenomenon is very significant in terms of illustrating the teachings that you asked me to do in terms of sun and moon. These total solar eclipses have been perceived and related to by our ancestral shamanic peoples as evolutionary gateways, as portals, as opportunities to step up in our being as as children of cosmos, as children of creation. And therefore, in those periods of what I call shamanic suspended animation, SSA, which is real Social Security Administration, by the way. Shamanic suspended animation is a state of homeostasis, of perfect equilibrium between the outer and the inner, and the total solar eclipse that, for the first time in recorded history, is passing over the continental United States only, not touching any other land masses around the planet, from northwest to southeast, originating in the Hawaiian Ridge in the northwest Pacific Ocean, coming in through Oregon, transiting across the northern plains, and exiting South Carolina and going into the southeastern Atlantic or eastern Atlantic near Cape Verde. The mythic places of the Lemurian and Atlantean continents that not call that have had significant influence in the stories of origin and myths of creation of our original peoples from Abayala, from the Americas. So this momentous coming together of sun and moon as a marriage of the sacred outer with the divine inner, that is a light obscuring rite of passage for humanity, because everything experiences a death, a cessation, is calling us as a human species to learn humility, patience, and wonderment. For that is the teaching of these solar eclipses, especially when it comes to their totality of merging with Mamakia, with Mother Moon, as in the case that is upon us. And therefore, the Inca knew that Inti Taita and Mamakia, Father Sun, Mother Moon, when they did enter into that lovemaking at such a complete whole expression of their equality, would once again be an opportunity, a rite of passage, a portal for people to eliminate or transform all duality and all opposition, so that male and female, self and world, inner and outer, no longer have to battle themselves. And no longer do we, as part of our conscious, self-reflective blessing, use our free will in a manner that is polarizing and destructive. It's up to us. It's up to our intention to do so. This is how we understand those moments of reconciling solar and lunar.
Wow, that gave me a whole new perspective on what we're journeying into. And I think there's no accident you were born on this particular date so long ago. Seems that you have some important medicine to share around this transition. Well, let's go into the practice you mentioned as the breath practice, as a way to begin to embody some of what you're talking about and activating our luminous self.
Certainly, Stephen. I'd like to say, though, that I didn't mention the fact that it coincides with my birth date for any other reason than just that it's, on a personal level, an important initiation in which I shall be purifying myself of all impedimenta and anchoring a new level of service in the world. And that can be done by anybody, whether born on that date or not. I'm probably one, given the 7 billion people on this planet, one of at least 500,000, maybe 5 million people that have that same birth date. So it's nothing special at that level. At the same time, it is significant for America, especially, and the situation we are witnessing in terms of the shadow being so unbridled at present. So yes, With that understanding in heart, I'm going to ask us all to accept, to validate within your own possibility that this simple exercise that we will share collectively here and now can have long-lasting, regenerative, earth influences within Pachamama's Seke network, within her bioetheric matrix, her luminous body, just as it will within your luminous body. Hampi Kamayok breathwork. Hambi, medicine. Kamayok, carrier, strong. Carrier of strong breath medicine. Involves tuning in to the ebb and flow, to the great swaha, to the respiration within creation's dreaming, the inhalation and exhalation of birth, death, and rebirth. So allow yourselves to just effortlessly inhale and exhale at your own pace, your own rhythm. And then begin by inhaling to a count of 10, retaining for 10, and exhaling for 10. And continue to do that three-part, 10-count breath with eyes closed, tip of tongue gently touching your upper palate, drawing in life force through the nose, nourishing your runakurku kanchai, your luminous body, feeling a field, a vibratory sheath of light energy, scintillating around the outline of your physical vehicle, of your body, growing stronger in intensity, amplified in radiance. Unlimited in its luminous power to transform all darkness, to transfigure the lesser into the higher. Very good. Now, with eyes closed, imagine yourself sitting in front of a reflective surface, a mirror, a panel of finely polished metal in a darkened room, in the comfort of your own home or within a temple site. Your eyes closed on a physical level, yet widely open in vista, in shamanic inner sight, by which you are able to gaze beyond the closed eyelids and see your true self illumined in that mirror surface. Excellent. Now, those of you that choose to follow the chanting of four Quechua sacred words out loud, please do so. Those who prefer to just feel their vibratory influence within, simply repeat them mentally to yourself rather than chanting them out loud. The first is Kanchai, K apostrophe A-N-C-H-A-Y, light. Repeat Kanchai after I mantralize it. Kung Chai. Pause and feel the subtle energy, a deepened awareness of yourself as a receptacle of Kanchai. Very good. We shall follow with Munay, M-U-N-A-Y, love. In similar fashion, allow the vibratory field of this ancestral Quechua word to awaken your capacity of loving grace upon planet. Excellent. Next, Pachamama, P-A-C-H-A-M-A-M-A, Earth Mother. Pachamama. Allowing yourself to become viscerally, in awareness and body, the earth. As our great sacred mother, beautiful. Lastly, Hunyui, H-U-N-U-Y, to unite. Hunyui. Pause, feel, allow. Hunyui. Wholeness, integration, balanced, sacred dualism. The prophesied remembering. of oneself as creation, as light. Light, love, earth united. Such is the formula. Such is the magic, medicine, and mysticism of the Intik Kiaruna, the solar lunar beauty walkers, our first peoples from which we have de-evolved. Yet today, now, are restoring as our birthright. Remember this, experience it, be it. Hiya tekse muyu taitan jihuida kocha pachakamak. Kai pachi waiku. Nyokanchis kanchis kamaska. Nyokaiku. Iya kiaruna. Tokot yumang. Tukui. Hampui hampui. Finally, exhale all the air from your lungs. Extend both your hands out toward the screen. Take a deep breath. Feeling your self with luminosity. Retain, and on the count of three, fukui, blow to the heavens in aini, in sacred reciprocity, for this good medicine transmission in our lives. One, two, three. Slowly, gently open your eyes, coming back to our virtual shamanic field.
Thank you, Don Oscar, for that beautiful medicine transmission. Really, it literally was a transmission across these electronic wires of a field of consciousness that is quite profound. Well, I want to make sure we also cover some of the other areas we said we would go into. We went deeper into that. Let's share a little bit about the hollow bone and how the practice becoming a hollow bone is part of this as well.
There's this notion of being empty, open, transparent vessels for the expression of the teksemuyu, of the originating seed of creation, to move through you into the world. Doing so restores order to the world, because it does not involve believing, trusting, or submitting, or being of submission. It does not require really any action except a willingness to be transparent, to have nothing to hide. And what emerges from that place of empty, transparent vulnerability is truth, is a presence that can receive any type of projection from the outside, yet never be reactive in response to what comes from without. And this is the toko ulmang tukui practice. Being a hollow bone. It is widespread throughout the Americas, and it is associated with the reason why so many pre-Columbian American tribal cultures actually began using their animal ally bones to make their quenas, their flutes, their whistling vessel objects, because we understand that wind sound is directly that of spiritual harmonization. So we become like these flutes for spirit to play its music of the spheres upon the land.
What a beautiful explanation. That gives a whole new meaning to the flutes and instruments that are so much a part of shamanic ceremonies. It's a reminder to us to each become that flute that is being played, the hollow bone. Beautiful. Well, another area that we said we would talk a little bit about today is the shamanic vision, shamanic inner vision. So how you can activate more. It's clear when you're speaking and entering in ritual space that you're being guided by a deeper source in yourself. And share a little bit about how we can enter into that and become sourced by these deeper shamanic visions.
Of course, like as I'm looking at the small frame where you are on the screen, there is a dominant glow around you that has nothing to do with the pixelation of this plasma infused screen. It has to do with where you're at right now with me as one. That's what's required with the development of vista or shamanic inner vision. It's a vision that is more an intuitive apperception that is beyond our five sensorial body. And it is being able to know rather than detect. And by that, I simply mean, I see the beauty in you, Stephen. I see the light around you, Stephen. I see your essential self. From that vision, from that glimpse, I can know everything else about you because you are transparent to me. That's the best way I can articulate the experience of vista or shamanic inner vision when it comes to the Pachacuti Mesa tradition of cross-cultural shamanism. Everybody has it. It's a dormant in a lot of folks, yet it's one of the first things that emerges when you start doing these practices that are part of the universal shaman corpus of wisdom that we offer through the Shift Network.
And how does this connect with the working with subtle energies for healing as well, both with ourselves and others? So it seems like as we amplify our light body, our luminous self, then we are more able to have the vista, the perception, and then to work with that to help to heal and transform ourselves and others.
Certainly. Awareness, subtle energy awareness, vista, the marriage of sun and moon as a reflection of the divinity that is the light essence of oneself, one's runa kurku kanchai, and the notion and embodiment of being a hollow bone was all woven into that little ritual practice that I facilitated. And it's there. It's been transmitted into the lives of all on this call, right? Everyone will experience it at a different level of influence in their pursuits as an initiate of the great work or in their shamanic desire to amplify their skill as healers. So I need to maintain that position of allowing this to be a transmission rather than an explanation, if you get my drift. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the most I'm willing to say about subtle energy is that they exist and they have distinct vibrational frequencies that contain differences in thermic activity and in heat or cold, and also in the experience, the lived experience of vibration. So therefore, they're associated with vital life force, kausai, with kanchai, light energy, with sami, with animating essence, both for the restoration of wholeness to mind and heart, and ianunai, which is soul effluence. And they are applied using various mudras and hand positions with distinctive breath patterns, with focused imagination on particular geometrical patterns that are known to have influenced the materialization, the manifestation of the vision of our ancient ones through their temple sites and other extraordinary architectural gifts to the world. And they are an essential means of growing corn and potatoes, of giving form to the unseen, becoming living theophanies, revelations of the spirit realm within the physicality of Earth, especially in our service as healers, shamanic healers. I trust that this will satisfy the hunger of our viewers.
Well, it might whet their appetite for more as well. Well, thank Don Oscar. I think this is it's so easy as we enter into this ritual space to just savor it and go deeper and deeper. And I also want to make sure we have a little time at the end here to talk about the next steps for folks. And first of all, we have felt so blessed to work with you. To the whole Universal Shaman series has touched so many lives across the world. You really create one of the deepest, most profound, transformational environments of any of our faculty. And so we're really delighted that you have chosen to partner with us again on a brand new program in the Universal Shaman series, Becoming a Shining One, a Shamanic Initiation into the Ancestral Energy Healing Practices of Peru. So we are, this is something that it's been really clear that as we are in this time of increasing darkness in the world, those of us on a path of healing and shifting the world really need to amplify our light, to awaken more deeply, to be able to spread that, not in a dissociated way, as you said, but it's alchemical, so that we're really learning to transmute the lower vibrations into the higher. And I think your work is really essential for that, and it's good medicine for all of us to, even whatever path we are on, to be able to take in these wisdom transmissions from ancient times and other cultures and integrate that into our modern day practice. So it's going to be a 7-week program that Don Oscar is going to lead us through, and you can find it at shiningonecourse.com. Again, that's shiningonecourse.com. And it's open to all levels of experience and ability. This is not an advanced program, although, as you can tell from today, Don Oscar is very willing to take you into the deep and esoteric realms very quickly. So it may not be, you know, no prerequisites, but be prepared to go deep together. So Don Oscar, I'd love for you to share more about this program and take us a bit on a tour of what you're going to be teaching and guiding and helping to activate in participants.
Thank you, brother. Specifically, Becoming a Shining One was designed to provide all participants hands-on experience with these 5 primary energy healing techniques that I have been privileged to apprentice in with both my mentors, Don Celso Rojas and Don Benito Corihuaman. So they're a blend of very ancient tools from the northern coastal shamanic Camasca traditions of Peru and the southeastern highland traditions around Cusco. They involve, first of all, learning to call forth these powers and forces, these shamanic alliances, and give them a sustained expression within an altar ground known as the Pachacuti Mesa. So the first class will be the wakiai, the summoning, the befriending, the calling, and the ritual arts of being able to perform ritual feedings of these spiritual relatives that will from then on be serving as your companions in providing healing to others, yourself, and to the world at large. Once we harness and bring into relationship this very diverse experience of visitation from behind the veil, then a progressive refinement of calling them to serve when we become the hollow bones and allowing the five distinct energies to move through us into another person or into a community or an area that has been desecrated on the earth plane, then it becomes almost like we don't have to do the work at all. Our spirit alliances, our relations are collaborating fully. And that's where bliss really becomes the experience gestated from the labor of love that is foundational in this work. Now, so it becomes a spiritual awakening, an enlightenment on a personal level, and a gift of deep healing and medicine at a planetary level. The next 5 weeks will be videoed. And so because many of the hand positions that are used, the particular ritual gestures, the use of invocations, evocations, and decrees, the placement of shamanic artes or ceremonial artifacts that embody the vibrational frequency of each of these subtle energies, all of that, the placement of the person that's receiving the healing, the healee, around the altar ground, they're all specifically aligned with the original instructions gifted by the peoples of Heart Island of South America that I have been honored to learn from. And then the last will be, of course, a crystallization of everything that's been learned as an offering back to Source, to the place from which it all began, which is known as Iyateksemuyu Taitanji Huiragocha Pachak Amak. Simply put, your luminous self as a shining one. It's the ultimate Gnostic apprenticeship in becoming light.
Wow, what an incredible offering. I hardly know what to say more. I can share a bit more about the context and some of what people get, which I think is important as well. But I think the transmission of what you're offering is exactly the medicine we need right now in these times of a lot of tumult. I mean, I think it's no accident the eclipse is happening soon, and that is a metaphor for our time, that it is time for this integration. So you get, if you go to the page at Shining One Course, O-N-E, Shining One Course, .com. You can see more details on each week. I find it's very powerful to read through Don Oscar's curricula because there's a lot of wisdom transmission in each phrase that he uses, and you'll see the seven modules laid out there. You also get not only the time with Don Oscar in ritual, and you can ask questions and engage in the ritual process. You also have a community that forms, and His communities are some of the most rich, heartfelt ones that we have. And so there's an online community. You get videos and transcripts and audios, everything that you could possibly need ongoing of the sessions themselves. And you have a number of different bonuses as well. So Don Oscar has been very generous. We actually have three foundational guided journeys, which are Puma Medicine, Gatekeeper Journey, and Ensueño Process, which Ensueño means to dream. So these are audio recordings from Don Oscar that is just one of the bonuses you get when you take this program. We also have another recording from Don Oscar called Shamanic Recordings to Start Your Day. So again, this is there's a powerful invocation of a field of conscious love and awakened presence that he is very skilled at invoking. And so this is a way to begin each of your days with that quality of presence. We also, he's bundled in the Pachacuti Mesa Tradition Basics Toolkit, which includes a Quechua terminology guide, audio recording to assist in toning the directions, and a Q&A collection. This again is a great deepener of the path. And we also have one extra bonus, which is available today only. We'd like to do this as a special launch offering, gift to you. When you sign up on the first day, until midnight, and that's actually with Don Oscar and Jean Houston, who is quite an extraordinary intellect, kind of shamanic midwife of our times, who's just always mind-blowing to listen to. So the two of them in dialogue is quite something special, and that's called A Mythic Life. Don Oscar, you want to share anything about that special bonus for today?
Well, yes, it was one of my favorite interviews ever. It took place a few moons ago. As a matter of fact, before Jean and I had actually met physically in person, yet we had crossed paths in the etheric planes ample times. And I just wanted to honor her life's trajectory as a catalyst of mythos, of the mythic reality on the planet. So I asked her to speak about very deeply personal events in her life relating to her, her loves and her personal inner deaths and rebirths. And it is an overview of Jean's brilliance, but also of her soul's vulnerability and willingness to continue to be a servant of these truths, without hesitating one second about her dharma. It's an interview about Jean's dharma on planet.
Beautiful. Well, she is truly a living treasure, and so what a great meeting of two beautiful souls in that. So that's the extra bonus available today. So you really get a profound wisdom transmission, a spiritual community, a sacred toolkit to allow you to begin to engage or deepen your path of shamanic studies and engagement. It's really quite a profound course. It's going to start on September 5th and go on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Even if that time doesn't quite work for you, I encourage people to go for it, because if you enter in through the recordings and videos and participate in the community, you really are entered in that whole sacred field together. So it's just as valuable, even if you can't make the live time. So again, you can find all the details at shiningonecourse.com, shiningonecourse.com. Get the special bonus with Don Oscar and Jean when you sign up today. And you really get important medicine for our times as we're going through this grand metaphor of the eclipse, which is the dance, the lovemaking of sun and moon, to use Don Oscar's term. And that this is a time in which deep integration of the different levels of our being is called for, and called for us to be really bright lights to help light the way forward. So, Don Oscar, what a blessing to spend this time together. Anything that's still on your heart, you want to speak directly to the folks who are considering joining you for this journey?
Beginning right now, lighten your loads. Let go of any extraneous impediments, baggage in your life. Give away what you are not using to those who can use them. Discontinue your consumption of any lower vibrational foods that make you sluggish in life. Purify, purge. In anticipation of drawing that blank rune on August 21st, 2017, whose transmutational influence shall radiate from the Arctic Circle all the way to the middle of the South American continent, infusing Aguayana, our original people's wisdom, into the hearts of all. Set your intentions for following that eclipse. Dream wildly. Hold back nothing when it comes to recognizing your divinity, and then simply offer it back to the source that gave expression to that majestic event in the heavens. It's that simple. I love you all. Thank you so much for this time together.
Love you too, Don Oscar. And thank you all for joining us. Do go to shiningonecourse.com. Give it a read today. Tune in with your own inner knowing. If you're called to be part of this sacred community, you are warmly welcome. You get the extra bonus with Don Oscar and Jean when you sign up by midnight tonight. So again, Shining One Course. Many blessings, and let's spread the light. Thank you, brother Don Oscar. And thank you all for joining. Goodbye.